Score your edit with AI-composed music. VibeChopper used Gemini Lyria to plan, compose, and timeline drop a custom score for your cut. Provenance attached, beats matched, no licensing tax. Overview. Gnarls here. Pull up a stool. The deck is warm. Overview. You shot it. You ingested it. You cut it. The picture works. The transcript reads. And now you're staring at the music library tab the way you stare at a hotel breakfast buffet at 6 a.m. 500 tracks called Corporate Uplift 4 and Hopeful Acoustic Stems, and none of them are the song your edit was supposed to be set to. Overview. Royalty-free music libraries are the soggy salad of editing. Overview. You know what I mean. You've eaten the salad. It hydrated you. It did not feed you. You closed the tab, you dropped in the same track you used last time. You told yourself the audience wouldn't notice. Then you noticed. Overview. We built VibeChopper because the part of your cut an audience feels, the part that lifts the room or doesn't, isn't usually the picture, it's the score. And it was the one part of the edit that, for most creators, lived in someone else's CD bowl. Overview. So we wired in Gemini Lyria as a first-class artifact of the AI edit run, not a side panel, a real, planned, tracked, provenance-stamped piece of audio that the system writes for your cut and drops on a tagged track on your timeline. Here's what that looks like end-to-end. Overview. 1. The soggy salad problem. The old workflow had three doors. All three led to a worse cut. 1. The soggy salad problem. Door 1. Pay for stock. Art list. Music bed. Epidemic. You auditioned 40 tracks. You picked the third best one because the second best one expired at 1080p. The track was fine. Fine is the death grade for music in a video. 1. The soggy salad problem. Door 2. Royalty-free inside whatever editor you were using. You used one. 3 months later, you saw another creator use the same track in a sponsored reel. You felt embarrassed for both of you. 1. The soggy salad problem. Door 3. Roll your own. $200 on a sample pack and 3 Saturdays on a Logic project you never finished. You went back to door 1. 1. The soggy salad problem. None of them is your edit. None was composed because of what's actually on the picture. 1. The soggy salad problem. We wanted a fourth door. One that knew what the cut was about. Segments, breaths, the emotional pivot, and then composed for that. That door is open now. 1. The soggy salad problem. 2. How VibeChopper planned the score. The AI listened to the cut first. Music isn't an afterthought in the pipeline. It's a planned segment of the same dossier the AI uses to make every other call on your timeline. 2. How VibeChopper planned the score. The AI listened to the cut first. When you asked the chat to finish your cut, VibeChopper built a plan, a structured list of timeline segments. Each segment had a narrative role, source clip evidence, an audio role, dialogue, ambiance, room tone, music bed, and 3 little fields most editors don't even have a place for: music intent, audio mix, and finish intent. That's how the AI says, in plain prose attached to each segment, what the music should be doing here. 2. How VibeChopper planned the score. The AI listened to the cut first. Before any audio got written, the harness ran a helper called Build Music Prompt. It pulled the explicit music intents per segment, the narrative beats, and your original chat message. It assembled them into a single composition prompt that opened with, generate an instrumental music bed for a video edit, asked for a target duration in seconds, banned vocals and copyrighted melodies, and then handed off the plan-specific direction.
How VibeChopper planned the score. The AI listened to the cut first. It was closer to, how VibeChopper planned the score. The AI listened to the cut first. Generate an instrumental music bed for a video edit. Target duration, 92 seconds. Avoid vocals, copyrighted melodies, or spoken words. Music and audio intent. Soft, airy felt piano under lake, flowers, eyes opener. Low felt piano ostinato during absence walk, no pulse until ledge. Thin high motif over flower lake wedding section. Reactive quick responses on memory recap. A minor add 9 cadence at the end. User request. Score this 90-second piece in the soft, airy piano direction Jamila described in the voice notes. 2. How VibeChopper planned the score. The AI listened to the cut first. That's not a hypothetical. That's how a real project on the system, a 90-second piece called Jamila Running Bride, got planned. 6 seconds. 4-second piano and reverb tail past the last wedding dress image. Lyria's longer-form preview ran the call. The harness switches between the short clip mode preview and the long form preview based on duration. Over 30 seconds went long form. Under 30 stayed clip mode. 2. How VibeChopper planned the score. The AI listened to the cut first. You didn't have to type any of that. The plan wrote the prompt, because the plan already knew what your cut was about. 2. how Vibe Chopper planned the score. The AI listened to the cut first. 2. How Vibe Chopper planned the score. The AI listened to the cut first. 3. Lyria generated. The app attached provenance. Every time. Most AI music tools generate a track, stuff it in a downloads folder, and walk away. 6 months later, you can't tell a generated track from a stock track, from a track you paid a composer for. 3. Lyria generated. The app attached provenance. Every time. We made that impossible to lose track of. Every Lyria call wrote back a structured artifact with 3. Lyria generated. The app attached provenance. Every time. Generate content. Call timestamp. ISO. To the second. Actor user ID. Run ID. Run item ID. Tool event ID. Which run produced this music? Prompt. The exact text we sent to Lyria. Prompt writing provider and model. The AI that planned the score and the AI that performed it are two different models, and you should be able to see both. Request and usage metadata. Response modalities. Requested duration. Lyria's own usage report. Generate a title and description. Built from the first line of the prompt. Transcript and lyrics. In case the model accidentally rendered any text parts. We asked it not to, but if it did, we kept the receipts. Tags. Generated. Generated audio. Generated music. Gemini. Lyria. Music bed. 3. Lyria generated. The app attached provenance. Every time. That's the actual shape of the metadata blob stored against the asset. The file itself, Base64 audio off the Lyria response, decoded, written to Google Cloud Storage at a project scoped path, got uploaded as a real project plan asset with all that metadata attached. The MIME type came back from Lyria. The file extension got picked based on whether the bytes were WAV, MP3, OGT, or M4A. 3. Lyria generated the app attached provenance. After the upload, VibeChopper appended a second tool event called Create Music Clip. 2 seconds, fade out the smaller of 2 seconds or a quarter of the duration. Content type music, source AI generated. 3. Lyria generated the app attached provenance.
Stored directly on the clip. Run ID, run item ID, plan asset ID, storage path, public URL, role, generated music bed, tags, and a full provenance snapshot. The clip itself remembers where it came from. So can you. So can your client. So can the next person who opens this project 6 months from now. 3. Lyria generated. The app attached provenance. Every time. You hit play, the bed played. The mixer drew the waveform. The score had a name, a model, a prompt, a duration, a run, a track, and a clip. All linked, all auditable, all yours. 3. Lyria generated. The app attached provenance. Every time. 4. Sync to beats. Onset detection laid markers on the timeline. Bed on the track, cut on picture. Now you want them to match. 4. Sync to beats. Onset detection laid markers on the timeline. Vibe Chopper's audio side already had onset and beat detection running. Your music clip's waveform got drawn by waveform preview. The mixer pulled levels into a VU display. The onset detector laid beat markers across the timeline. Actual markers, not eyeball the peak's guesses. So the cuts you made next could snap to where the music was actually doing something. 4. Sync to beats. Onset detection laid markers on the timeline. Before, you eyeballed the waveform. You wedged a cut a few frames off the downbeat. 3 days later, it still felt half a frame late. You stopped fixing. You shipped a cut that was fine. 4. Sync to beats. Onset detection laid markers on the timeline. After, the beat markers were there. You held a clip edge and the timeline magnetized to the nearest beat. The cuts hit the music hit the cuts. The audience didn't think about it, which is the whole point. They just felt it. 4. Sync to beats. Onset detection laid markers on the timeline. Side effect, because the music was generated to the plan, the bed already had its own internal cue points where the plan said the picture changed. The lake opener got a sparse felt piano. The absence walk got a low ostinato. The flower lake wedding section got a thin high motif. The memory recap got reactive quick responses. 4 seconds longer because the plan set to. 4. Sync to beats. Onset detection laid markers on the timeline. The beats didn't argue with the picture. They were written to it. 4. Sync to beats. Onset detection laid markers on the timeline. 5. When to swap in a real composer. Honest. Coach hat on. If I only cheerlead, I'm just selling you a salad. 5. When to swap in a real composer. Honest. Lyria is excellent at music beds. The felt piano, the pad bloom, the low ostinato that holds the room while a person says something true into a microphone. 5. When to swap in a real composer. Honest. Lyria is not the move for every project. Here's where to swap to a human composer or license catalog music. A theme song or recurring main motif. A character has a motif. A show has a title cue. That's a song, not a bed.
A composer should write that. A track with vocals you actually want. Lyria is configured to avoid vocals in our pipeline. We ask explicitly in the prompt, and the harness tags any text the model returns as lyrics detected. If you want vocals, license vocals from a human. A piece your audience already knows. Nostalgia is its own instrument. If the tut needs Phil Collins, you need Phil Collins. A film score. A 90-second beat is a bed. A 90-minute feature is a score. Composer, music editor, spotting session. The harness can sketch a temp. A composer takes it home. 5. When to swap in a real composer. Honest.
What Lyria is for, the 90-second short, the daily reel, the corporate piece, the wedding edit your bride asked for in a voice note, the trailer cut you're scoring at 11 p.m. because the deadline is at 8 a.m., the piece where the music's job is to carry the story without competing with dialogue. That's a bed. That's our wheelhouse. That's where the soggy salad died. 5. When to swap in a real composer. Honest. If your cut needs a hook, hire a composer. If your cut needs a bed, hit generate. 5. When to swap in a real composer. Honest. 6. A walkthrough. Scoring the Jamila Running Bride cut. One real piece. Reps in, reps out. 6. A walkthrough. Scoring the Jamila Running Bride cut. The project. Jamila Running Bride. 6 seconds of picture. 28 visual clips. 10 source audio clips. 1 adjustment layer for color. A wedding edit with a story. Lake opener, downtown walk, Palmer Park, a ledge moment, a beat where Steve disappears off a bench, flowers, wedding walk, and a memory flash recap. The director left 4 voice notes attached to the project. Transcript said, soft, airy piano, felt hammers, misty green tone, reactive to scene changes, no drums, 1 second quick cut memory sequence at the end. 6. A walkthrough, scoring the Jamila Running Bride cut. Rep 1. Plan. The chat read every voice note has context and built a 4-cue plan. 6. A walkthrough, scoring the Jamila Running Bride cut. 1. 0 seconds. 1 exposed felt piano note on frame 0. Tiny harmonics every 4 seconds. No pulse until the ledge. 2. 5 seconds. Low felt piano ostinato under Steve walking. Pad bloom during the bench disappearance. 3. 6 seconds. Thin high piano motif. Soft subharmonic pad. More air around flower inserts. 4. 0 seconds. 6. A walkthrough, scoring the Jamila Running Bride cut. 6 seconds. So the bed felt like one piece, not 4 cuts. 6. A walkthrough, scoring the Jamila Render Bride cut. Rep 2. Prompt. Build music prompt took the per segment intense and your top line ask. The prompt asked for 72 BPM, A minor / Dorian adjacent tonality, misty and unresolved until the final wedding walk cadence, no drums, felt piano timbre, long form preview model because the target duration was over 30 seconds. 6. A walkthrough, scoring the Jamila Running Bride cut. Rep 3. Generate. Lyria returned inline audio, a base 64 audio / wave blob, and 0 text parts. Wave, and upload it to Google Cloud Storage as a project plan asset. 6. A walkthrough, scoring the Jamila Running Bride cut. Rep 4. Providence. The asset up a full metadata blob from section 3. Provider, model, API, call stamp, timestamp, run IDs, prompts, prompt writing provider and model, request and usage metadata, target duration, an auto-generated title built from the first line of the prompt, an empty lyrics array, and the tag set. 6. A walkthrough, scoring the Jamila Running Bride cut. Rep 5. Tool event. The harness appended Gemini Lyria Music as a tool event on the run, with the asset ID and storage path in the output payload. If Lyria had failed or skipped, the tool name would have read Gemini Lyria Music skipped, and the status would have been recorded, so you'd know why there wasn't a bed instead of seeing nothing happen. 6. A walkthrough, scoring the Jamila Running Bride cut. Rep 6. Clip music. A second tool event, create music clip, fired right after. 0 seconds, content type music, source AI generated. The clip's AI analysis field captured the full provenance snapshot. 6. A walkthrough, scoring the Jamila Running Bride cut. Rep 7. Pick up the whistle. You open the mixer, the waveform drew, the VU meters lit. Beat markers landed at the cue boundaries. 4 seconds past picture out. You hit export. 6. A walkthrough, scoring the Jamila Running Bride cut. Time spent on music for this edit? About as long as it takes to read this paragraph. Time spent a year ago, a Saturday. 6. A walkthrough, scoring the Jamila Running Bride cut. That's the gym. Cut, watch, cut. Sets and reps. 6. A walkthrough, scoring the Jamila Running Bride cut. See you on the timeline. The next time you sit down to score a cut, you're not opening a stock music tab. You're not browsing a genre tree someone else built. You're asking the system to listen to the picture and write the bed.